Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing a home, Associated Bank is dedicated to finding the right mortgage solution for you. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Run with Danny Salazar, Senior Vice President and Relationship Manager in Commercial Banking at Associated Bank. Danny, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me back.
I want to begin with a couple of signs on inflation, more signs of cooling inflation. Everything still a little higher than we'd like it, but it's coming down. What does that say about what the Fed is going to do and the economy overall?
Yeah, you're right, Steve. Inflation is still high, but it is showing of stabilization. The Fed remains focused on where we stand and what lies ahead. Some of the figures that you highlighted, show that inflation is stabilizing. And when we look at specific industries, we're finding that the data is mixed and even more difficult to assess. For example, we have food and energy prices that remain high, housing costs that continue on their upward trend, and consumer goods that are showing signs of decrease. What this means for our business owners is that they have the same level of inflationary pressures that consumers have. Instead of food, housing, and consumer goods, our commercial clients are dealing with raw materials, labor, and financing costs. And, these items are also showing signs of stabilization, but they're still higher than pre-pandemic levels.
The latest report on the Consumer Price Index showed the annual increase was the smallest since June of 2021. So that gives you a sense of how much it's improving. The Fed's target is 2%, and we're at, I think, 5.6% still on an annual basis. That tells us what about how much more the Fed might be willing to do to bring down inflation?
Well, what's been interesting about inflation is that we're experiencing that it's taking a longer time to bring down. And part of the stickiness is, kind of what I touched on previously, is what our business owners are dealing with. As I highlighted, they're still facing higher raw material costs, labor, wage growth, and then certainly the impact of the rate increases is driving the financing costs upward. And as business owners are looking into 2023, those factors are still impacting on how they price their items and even into 24. So as you can imagine, it's difficult for rate increases to really cycle through our businesses and economy, which is why it's making inflation so sticky and difficult to bring down. You did mention that their goal is to bring this down to 2% to a healthy and sustainable growth. But as you can imagine, the speed and duration of these rate increases have been impactful to commercial consumers and other industries.
One of the big areas of the economy that's seen that has been pretty stable is the jobs market. We've seen increases in jobs month over month, although we're seeing fewer jobs created. The latest jobs report was positive, but showed significant cooling from the month before. And there have been more layoffs week over week at companies. Talk to us a little bit about that from a local level. Are companies getting to the point where they're stopping hiring or laying people off?
It's interesting, as you kind of highlighted the headlines in terms of the mixed labor market metrics, we know that businesses are approaching 2023 with caution. So it's not surprising to see hiring slow down, labor reductions, and other items that are impacting the labor market. As it relates to the Midwest, I think one of the benefits that we have is a very diversified labor market that includes manufacturing, transportation, financial services, amongst other industries. And what this has allowed is it's led to low unemployment levels, steady wage growth, higher inflation, but it's also made difficult for business owners to attract and retain talent. So I think many of the clients that we're speaking to see the slowing of hiring, some of the wage cuts you see in the tech industry as a positive sign, especially as it allows them to have a little bit more control over wage growth, fill some labor voids in their business that they've seen over the last 2 years, and then redirect resources to other opportunities and challenges.
And so just sort of summing that up a little bit, it means that with the job market tightening a little bit, those companies that had been looking to fill positions might actually be able to find folks. And also they don't necessarily have to pay them as much because the competition isn't as fierce.
Exactly. You know, that is, it's been almost 3 years since the pandemic, and the business owners have seen the impact to their businesses, the impact to employment trends in wage growth. So this is a bit of a sign of relief. The benefit is having the diversified market that we have in the Midwest. And I think it's going to allow them to focus on attracting the right individuals and helping them retain for the long term.
The bottom line from the jobs report that stuck out to me was the from the job openings and labor turnover survey, still 1.7 job openings per available workers. So that margin is still a little bit high, isn't it?
It is. And I think that you see that in the unemployment levels. They still remain low, even though you've seen layoffs in the tech industries. Other industries remain, on solid footing, and also always looking for employees and laborers to fill in the gaps that really were present over the last 2 years.
Danny, there's been a lot of talk about recession, and we've had that conversation before. It really hasn't reared its head locally yet, has it? Or is it starting?
Not that we've seen, but it's not to say that the conversations and the tone of business views hasn't been impacted by that. Many business owners are aware of the slowness in the economy. Certainly the headlines talk about labor reductions, inflation, pricing headwinds. And so inevitably, I think clients are just cautious of what that means for their business. And while recession or slowdown aren't necessarily present, doesn't mean that they're not preparing for it. And I think that's one of the key focus that we've had with them is understanding, you know, what the economic conditions mean to their business and clients, how it impacts their operating costs, and also making sure that they're leaving room for other variables that have yet to come up. And I think ultimately that's been a good plan for the past 2 years. We've seen a variety of challenges, and I think this is just another one where we may have a slowdown. But, you know, as you highlighted, it hasn't really been present in the Midwest.
Talk to us a little bit more about what that level of caution means for the local folks you're talking with. Does it mean that they've put expansion plans on hold, hiring plans on hold, or are they just sort of moving forward in more slowly and cautiously?
Yeah, so we've seen that they are taking a potential slowdown in stride. And what I mean by that is they're always reassessing or assessing their revenue expectations, preparing a plan for, I think, a variety of changes that could mean labor costs, pricing of goods, financing costs, and then leaving themselves room for adjustments. As it relates to capital projects and new ventures, I think those are less certain. So certainly, I don't know if they've necessarily put them on hold, but there's more scrutiny that goes with each project and realization of variables that could impact that.
You mentioned earlier that we have a diverse industries in the Chicago area. I don't want to put you on the spot here, but if you had to pick one or two that are healthier than others, how would you rank them all?
I think industrial has always been a driver for the Midwest. I think that is one that will continue to remain strong, both in the labor market, but also the health of these businesses. I think second, I put service industry, specifically the financial service industry, that remains a really healthy industry. There's still a lot of demand for labor and talent. I think those are the two items that I would put at the forefront for our region.
All right, Danny. Great conversation. As always, how can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. Individuals can reach me at 312-544-4597.
All right, Danny. We'll talk to you next time. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Have a nice day.